Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Since the 2019 Christchurch terror attacks, the Labour government has been looking to expand our hate speech laws. Under the Human Rights Act, people in Aotearoa are protected from hate speech on the basis of colour, race, ethnic or national origins. The government initially proposed extending this to other groups who are vulnerable to harmful speech, including women, disabled people and queer people. But the government announced this week that they will only make one amendment to hate speech laws to include religious communities and those who are seeking broad support across Parliament. 95BFM News and Editorial Director spoke to activist Shanil Lal about these changes.
I think for a lot of people, they were quite shocked by this recent decision that the Human Rights Act will be amended to protect against incitement towards religious communities, but that this would not extend to women, disabled people and queer people, especially with this being the most diverse government yet. Is this a decision that surprised you?
I would say it is. Certainly a decision that surprised me, and I thought it was shocking because there have been countless attacks on the queer community in the last 2 years. Last year, two non-binary people were holding hands in New Plymouth and they were called homophobic slurs and then attacked by a group of four people and left to bleed. A gay man, Ray Gardner, was left with a broken nose, a concussion and a bruising after a homophobic attack in Auckland. The group stormed on him after kicking him to the ground and left Gardner in a pool of his own blood. And then just after that, in Tauranga, a pride sign was vandalized with a statement that said, "God resists the proud." And that wasn't it. This year, we have seen that an arsonist burned down Rainbow Youth Drop-In Centre in Tauranga. Glory of Greymouth, a pink queer church, was vandalized with anti-queer symbols. And importantly, a burnt rainbow flag was left staked in the lawn. And then the owner of Wolf, a queer club in Dunedin, received two anonymous death threats. These are only a fraction of the incidents of anti-queer violence. Anti-queer violence and hatred is at an all-time high. But what's more frightening is that the Labour Party refuses to make illegal hate speech that incites violence against queer people and women and disabled people.
And it might really seem obvious to a lot of people, but why is it important for these groups to be included in this legislation in particular?
See, people do not simply wake up one day and decide to mass murder a group of people. They're encouraged by the normalisation of hatred towards the community. If there is sustained legal hatred towards the community, over time that normalisation inspires people to act on their hatred. The Labour Party's failure to prohibit anti-queer, anti-woman hate speech will embolden these groups to act on their hatred. See, I personally think that the Labour Party believes that protection is necessary for queer people, but they will not waste any more political capital on queer lives. But Labour needs to stop hiding behind the opposition from the National Party and act for failing to protect queer people. Labour needs a simple majority of 61 MPs to pass their hate speech laws. They have 65. They have no excuse for failing to protect marginalised communities.
You've mentioned that Labour can pass this legislation on their own. Mm-hmm. And even if they needed national support, national even with this, the exclusion of these groups, women, disabled people and the rainbow community, that they still wouldn't support this even just as religious people. So why do you think that Labour has not included these groups?
See, the reason that I have deciphered from everything that Minister of Justice Kiritapu Allen has been saying is that it would not be received well by the country. And I think that should not be the concern of the Labour Party. The Labour Party has to legislate to protect vulnerable people from hatred. However, what I am seeing is that the closer we get to the elections and the more that the Labour Party's polls fall, they are trying to appeal to the centre and the right, and that means throwing vulnerable people under the bus. This is all politics.
Why do you think this particular legislation with hate speech has been so controversial over these past few years?
I think often people do not understand what's being legislated against. I think people believe that they will no longer be able to just speak about their ideas. What's really important to recognise, first of all, is that hate speech that incites violence is already illegal if it's targeted towards someone because of their skin color, their race, their ethnicity, or their national origins. And even while we've had those laws on the books, people have been able to say and speak their mind. So it doesn't really restrict freedom of speech. It just means that you cannot incite violence. What was cited as something that would become illegal if queer people were protected under the law is something that a pastor said in Auckland. In 2017, an Auckland pastor, Logan Robertson, said that he was not against gay people getting married as long as a bullet goes through their head the moment they kiss. And then he went on to say that the Bible does not talk about homo marriage. It talks about, quote, homo death. Now, that was quoted as something that would become illegal. But because the Labour Party has dropped protection for queer people under the hate speech legislation, Logan's statements will remain legal.
You've launched a petition calling on the government to include these groups under hate speech laws. Can you just talk a bit about what your petition is calling for and how people can find it?
The petition is calling for something very similar, and that is for the government, the Labour Party, to go back to its initial recommendations, and that was protecting queer people, disabled people and women alongside religious communities from hate speech that incites violence. So this is not something new that they have to do. They've done this, they have proposed this, and we are saying go back to it. The Labour Party is yet to put their bill forward for first reading, which means that they can still amend it. So if there's enough pressure on them to change their bill, they may as well amend it. So I'd really encourage people to sign the petition. But even if they put it forward to first reading as just protecting religious beliefs, there's always select committee. And I would encourage people to make submissions to the select committee to ensure that all people are protected.
That was BFM News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins speaking to activist Neil Lal about extensions to hate speech laws, excluding queer people, disabled people and women.